Shizeka Nishmas, Daniela Shaina Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, we are discussing yesterday how to define Netzachama. Is Netzachama defined based on when the sun comes above the horizon? Or does it have to come above the mountain? Say if you have a mountain in the east, the mountain is in the east, so and you're on the other side of the mountain, so you're not going to see the mountain until it goes above the, you're not going to see the sun until it goes above the mountain. So if you hold, so these are the two shitas of what we call Neitz Nira or Neitz Nistar. Neitz Nira means that it comes above the mountain. So now you can mamash see the sun. And Neitz Nistar means that, no, it's already above the horizon, but you can't see it because the mountain is blocking it. So we saw yesterday, Yerushalmi Rabbeinu Yonah, that says it has to be Neitz Nira, meaning it has to be that it's above the mountain. So the question is that, now what about on the west? So the west, we said, many shitas hold that Rav Tukhachinsky and Rav, that if Nate's on the west, if the mountain is blocking and you're in Tveria, so then that it's not Shkia yet, because Lamaisa, just because the mountain is blocking shouldn't make Shkia early. It was just a Chumrah, we said, right? Rav Abadi was of the opinion that no, that if you can't see it and it's on the other side of the mountain, then that's already Shkia. But the others disagreed. And the others said, Rav Tukhachinsky and said that no, that if the mountain is blocking, so then we view it as if the mountain is not there. So the question is, so how come L'chorot Beferish in the Yerushalmi, if the mountain on the east is blocking, so we say, so then Neitz is not till later. We don't say remove the mountain. And when the mountain is on the west and it's blocking, so then we say that we remove the mountain. But we say that it's not totally chumrah to say Shkia is early. So how come by Netzachama we keep the mountain there, and by Shkia we remove the mountain? That's the question that we were ending Shir yesterday with. So again, if you hold like what Rav Abadi said, that you never remove the mountain, so then it's all the same. You never remove the mountain. So if you never remove the mountain, so then now we saw yesterday also that the Mariel Diskin made a distinction between the close mountains and the far mountains. That the close mountains, he said, you remove. The far mountains, you don't. Right? That was the Mariel Diskin. Oh. Everything. So take a look on page 21? Yeah, 21. So look on page 21. Gimel, Os Gimel. Hatam l'chalek v'in shkia hilchotis l'neitz hilchoti. Which one you can take? Page 21. What's the chilek between Shkia and Neitz? How come by Shkia we say you remove the mountain, and by Neitz you don't? Right. We said Sif Gimel is Varsha. Igal Halacha is a Shkia El Chotis B'Chatshin Tamid B'Nikoi Kol HaHorim. That Shkia you remove the mountains. Shemavar Gam Rechokim Od. You look Rabbi Neitz. That we It's a Neitanira. Right? You hear the question. So he says like this. Second arrow. V'yesh kiluk yisodi ma'od bein hashkia hilchotis l'neitza hilchoti. Tashkia hilchotis zeuzman kovea midaraisa begidra yom v'layla. Whereas the concept of shkia is a daraisa concept. The concept of shkia is a daraisa concept. Because you have to know, when, especially if you hold like the gra, that it's, once it's shkia, then it's already suffering the next day. So it's already lila. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not so much, because nothing's really happening by the shkia rishona too much. But let's just say, assume like the gra. So the shkia, to know what shkia is, especially in Bizman Azeh, we're noikeid l'chumra, that we stop malacha at shkia, so that's a din daraisa. So shkia chaldez el zman kovei mi daraisa begidri yom v'layla. The shkia nigmar hayom vaday helchadu maskel beit hashmashos. So that's a daraisa concept, shkia. Because now we're going from yom to sofik yom, sofik layla. So he says, l'in yezeh vaday yesh l'nachos es kol ha-astoros me'atam sh'nizmaya. So there, on a daraisa concept, he thinks that you have to get rid of all the impediments. Why? Mishum dechol ha'istoros heim rat l'mata al ha'aretz aval dagas ha'or ha'sholotis l'malo v'kipot z'rmai v'dagas or shal yom vaday. He says, in other words, he says that when it comes to daraisa, it's not shaykh to say that lamala in Shemayim, so it's not being blocked yet, you know, because higher up it's not being blocked. So then the sun is Yom Vadai. But since you're being blocked, there was that concept of being blocked making a difference, you know, cannot exist on a Daraisa level, he thinks. At a Daraisa level, if the sun is still there, he can't imagine. But when it comes to Neitzachama, so Neitzachama is usually only a Darabonan concept. It's a Darabonan concept to know that, you know, the sun rose. Or, right, or to know when is Vasikim, that the special Indian of davening with Vasikim. And then the Pasuk says, Yeruchem Shemesh. Okay, begin doing Drabbana Shalom Bor Shal YouTube. So then there's a svar to say that you have to mamish see the sun. In other words, what's the whole idea? That we have to wait till Neitzachama? We can really shake Lulav from Alos HaShachar, but we have to shake Lulav by Neitzachama. We have to shake Lulav from Neitzachama. Because maybe you'll make a mistake. But if you're working with cheshbonos and you don't really see the sun, you can still make the mistake. Once you see the ball of the sun above the mountain, now you won't make a mistake anymore. But if that's the pshat, then it's hard to say, what the Chazan Hess was saying yesterday, that it's going to be a big kula lagabe Zman Kriyashma. I'm going to go 3 hours from that. Because if you say this din of Nates is only the Gabi, the din of the Rabbanan of Nates, then you could say it. But if you're saying that it's going to be, therefore we're going to start Nates Achama, and we're going to have Zman Kriyashma 3 hours from the Nates that of the sun being above the mountain, that's a bit much to say that. I mean, the easiest thing is to say what Rav Amadi says, that it's all the same. That it's the same. That if it's blocked, it's blocked, and we can't block it, we don't count blocking. To make this chiluk, it's a little difficult chiluk to make. Unless you say, like Rav Shulay Diskin, that Yerushalmi was talking about only the faraway mountains. So the faraway mountains is not going to be such a big difference because they're so far away. So it's not going to make sense. The close mountains will make a big difference if whether you have to wait to see it or not. So this svara that he's saying here, I don't know. It's a little bit, yeah. In other words, he's thinking that it's something that's the Raisa, it's much harder to say such a chiluk. In other words, the bottom line is if it's still so bright, you know, on the other side, you know, both. In other words, he's asking a good question. He's saying, what is the Maril Diskin going to do with the Nevreshes? Because the Nevreshes says that it has to go above the mountain, and that's even the close mountain. You hear the Kasha. Rav Edelstein's Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Who? Yeah, so what did he say? How does he answer that? What page? Show us. Yeah, what does he say? Page 17? Yeah. She does a servant who needs a nira. Yeah, so he'll need. Well, yeah, so where is he? Because Lamaisa, it's being blocked by Harazesim.
I thought the Maral Diskin doesn't hold the power of the close.
Right, that's the question. So he's asking, how does Maral Diskin deal with the?
Because Harabai is on top of the mountain.
So.
Harabai does not see such a problem. It's not like it's your daughter.
It's not going to be blocked.
I don't know how tall our bike was at the time compared to now, but that could be what was going on.
It did come
here for
25.
Let's see. You should also do how you trick him on the side of your slime and semen. You call him Lizard Massam Shasham, which Tal Lemiel. Page 25, two lines from the bottom of the top. See, the Nevreshes was above Harazesim. Okay, Mr. Russell. Almolini zaman neitzal chosi yesh lachos l'mtsoim yishvayim yisastaros hazeis. So he's saying that it would be, in other words, the Nevreshes was above. It was above Harazesim. That's what Rabbi Telki is saying. It was above Harazesim. So therefore, it's not going to be blocked. Yeah. Yeah. So if you look down page 29, the bottom says, Chazav Agras Dublitsky to Atzmah Shal Mishnas Tavshin Ches is Maran Chazanish. The footnote Vav on the bottom, page 29. He said, he asked the Chazanish, which way is it? Neitz Nigna or Neitz Nira? So he says he didn't know. So it's hard to say. I don't know. The simple reading of Yerushalmi is that it's nearer. It has to be nearer Mi'al Ahorim. I mean, Misvara. I don't know. Misvara, I would say, you know, like if the mountain in the west blocking, so then it doesn't. That shouldn't count. It's just a chumra to count it. But you could say, like Rav Avadi said, that it's the world was created the way it is, and like Rav Henkin said, the world was given for the hamonam; it wasn't given for the scientists. So you have to be able to go out and see. And everything is nikma where you are.
What are the problems that you would end up with having this one come out after the time? Well, you identified the mountain,
I don't know about that. Because you're next to the mountain. So the sun is still very much higher than the mountain. But if you mamish next to it, right? If you mamish next to it, you're not going to be able to see it. Until it goes on the other side of the... Right. So that's a good question. So does that refute the concept of going just by Sheh Husham? That's why maybe the Beis David said that whatever the tallest spot in the... I like that idea. Whatever the tallest spot is in the city, so you go based on the top of that tallest spot. And he says that not only for mountains, but even for buildings.
Why is it tallest? What's the kind of, like, why is that the tallest? Why doesn't it be even lower?
Because the tallest... Because if not the tallest, then you're going to be blocked by something else. Then there'll be another building blocking your thing. So we have to take something that's not blocked at all. Nothing's blocking it. What? So either you say we follow the Mishor and you have to clear out all the... Yeah, I asked Rav Avadi about this. He didn't want to commit about this. Like, say, you know, it's Erev Shabbos and you're running short. You know, you have a couple more things you need to do. So you just go into Belfer, you press 16, and then you get to start Shabbos a little bit later. So he didn't want to commit to that, even though. But Lachor, if you say like the Beis David, that's what he's saying. That everyone should, even the chiddush of the Beis David is you don't even have to go on top of Belfer. As long as Belfer is there. The Shkia Sacham is all about theoretical Shkia. And that makes now good sense with who? With the Alter Rebbe. Because the Alter Rebbe said, you base Shkia based on what? The town and top of the mountain. But I'm in Tidex now! Well, what mountain? It's all Demyonis! So So that's what it is. It's all the yoimes. It's not real. So if you have that whole approach, then.
The Alter Rebbe
said that you go based on the top of the mountain in Yerushalayim, and even if you're in Teaneck,
right,
and there's no top of the mountain, you make a Ki'ilu. There was a bris in Teaneck. People don't know this, but there was a bris in Teaneck. I told you the story. It was in Teaneck. I'm telling you about that the baby was born like 2 minutes after the Shkia on Sunday night, something like that, and they made the bris on Sunday, the following Sunday. Because of the Alter Rebbe was one of the reasons. There might have been other reasons, but yeah. But the Alter Rebbe says you get 4 minutes, because theoretically, if there would be a mountain there, you'd still be able to see the sunset for 4 more minutes. So even though there is no mountain, you get the 4 minutes. That's a good, the whole world we follow Yerushalayim. It's a good, one of these things I think is good for a drusha. I wouldn't necessarily, I'd be afraid. The Rav Paskin on this, who gave the psak, is a worthy person of paskining. But he could do it. I would be afraid to do that. I would have said to have to do the bris on Monday. Obviously, people would rather have a Sunday bris than a Monday bris, but okay. What can you do? You know what they say, Raphael Cohen said? It's a good word. He said, we have a Monday bris, everyone's in a rush. So he once had a good word. He says, bris mila is doicha Shabbos, but it's not doicha chol. Then the Shabbos is Tocha Shabbos. The Chol, you still have to get to work. Tocha Shabbos, not Tocha Chol. Obviously, it's Tocha Chol. It's a pun, whatever. Okay, then at the end, the Zmanik El Chosim doesn't want to. He has some noob shot in that base David, which I'm not convinced he's right. And he says things that I don't know if everything I necessarily agree with. He can't imagine that there's a unified din of Netzachama for the whole city. He doesn't want to believe that that's what he meant, but I think that's what he meant. That what the Beis David said is the whole city is based on the highest spot in the city. And that's how he. And then you don't even have to go on the highest spot. You see, the whole thing we were talking about till now is, if I am I Tzipori, am I here? He's saying, and I saw somebody say just recently, what was blocking Tveria? Right? Tzipori. That's what someone pointed out. Tzipori. Because like the Rimi Gash says, that was in the same tchum. So the Tzipori Mountain was someone said this, maybe one of the Svarim, was really what was blocking Tveria. So that's a Chumrah, because according to the Beis David, it doesn't matter, because you'll always, even the people in Tveria follow the top of the mountain of Tzipori, Beikar Adin. And it was just a Chumrah. So everything becomes very complex here. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, so Bez Hashem, Sunday we have our regular Sunday Shir, 11:30, Shomei Ka'ona, and next week we'll continue Plaket Chavav, continuing basically our goal is to finish Netzachama and Alos HaShachem Yishayakir, which is very fundamental, and then we're going to have some time Bechina of sorts, not to worry about that either. We'll do Chazara, so not to worry, and then we will go on to Ayam Machanecha Kadosh, and then Purim is going to come in someplace along the Tetzav is usually Parsha Zachar, so it would have been this week, but we have the Shana Mubaris, so okay, so we'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll do Parsha.